This is the lady that you eventually called your aunt.
Yes, yes.
And she brought you up.
Yes, she did. Yes, she brought me up. She paid for my education. She was wonderful, really an extraordinary woman. Never made you feel you owed her anything. Always approved of what you did. And fabulous woman, really.
Did she welcome your sister into the home regularly?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. She asked that my sister should come, of course. And, she was... I've never met anyone quite like her since.
When you look back and you remember those days of your childhood, do you remember the first days that you went to school here in Britain?
Yes. In fact, I arrived on the 22nd of June and I went to school on the next day, the following day, because my Aunt Margaret, as I called her, she was a history teacher at Bars Hill Grammar School in Coventry. And so I went to school... The following day after my arrival.
So it was straight into school,
yes,
and just
yes.
Learn from the beginning. You weren't cosseted at all?
Well, I wouldn't say cosseted, but they were in the middle of the exams, I remember, and I did the art exam, only I didn't know what the questions were about. They had to be explained. And then I followed my aunt for a bit. Wherever she taught, I was in the same class. I sort of followed around the school for a bit. And then I just joined the ordinary class. And less than 2 years later, I was sitting school certificate. So.
And your English obviously came along.
Yes, I think so, yes, because I had to speak English all the time.
Was your aunt then one of the Society of Friends? Was she a
Quaker?
Yes,
she was a member, yes, she was a Quaker. And she had heard about what was happening in Germany and Austria. And she let it be known that she wanted to adopt somebody, to get somebody out, a child out.
Did your mother make contact with you after you left Austria?
Yes, I had about two or three letters after. But then you see, there was such a short time, you realise.
Mm. Yes, it was very, very short.
And we were scared to write through the Red Cross, because in case they were hiding, you see, and we didn't want anybody searching for them. If they were hiding. They are just sort of... they're really rather limited in language, because she's trying to write in English and her English wasn't all that good. But, they are mother's letters that she would try and not cry, I suppose, when she wrote them.
Yeah. So you didn't know what had happened?
No. My brother-in-law, that's my sister's husband, he was in the army of occupation, and he had special leave to try and search for them, see what happened to them. And I'm not quite sure whether I was told the real story of this or a sort of expurgated version, but what I was told by him was that they were sent on a transport from Vienna in 1942 to Poland. And a Jewish doctor who was also sent, he made a list of the names of the people on that train. But they never arrived. There was no record of their arrival. So whether they died on that train, I don't know. It could well be because they were sort of cattle trucks with people just pushed in, you know, far too many in a truck and so on, without food and water. So it could well be that they died on a journey. I don't know.
And you'll never know?
No, I won't know. No. Because even I was in Israel, and there is a place there where they have collected the names, because the Germans were frightfully efficient. When they killed people, they kept records in the concentration camps of all the people they processed. It's like what they call processed. And there are these thousands of names, but they tried to look up the name, but they couldn't find it, so I don't think they ever got as far as the concentration camp.
So they died en route, you think?
I think so.
And quite soon after you left?
Well, about 3 years after I left.
Mm-hmm. Gretel, my mother, now talks about the support she received from her guardians.
Did they encourage you to get on when you came to England and to go to school and the usual things that
Oh, yes, this is exactly, yes. She sort of felt that I must behave well and I must do whatever the ladies said and so on and so forth. And I did try. I mean, you know, my guardian was a history teacher, and I was determined to do well in history, and, you know, I did. That was one of the things that I must say I did work out.
Did she become for you a substitute mum, do you think?
Yes, yes, yes. And she had a very sweet sister called Olive, who was a very motherly sort of lady and charming, you know, lovely. And she would come and tuck me in and kiss me, that kind of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. That helped greatly.
Yes, because it must have been difficult for women who'd not had children around.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, it's one thing to welcome another child into your home.
Yes.
You already have some.
Yes.
If you haven't brought any up, they were learning, weren't they, with an adolescent?
Yes. Although they had also, I was telling you about their real niece, they had a lot to do with her as well. So they were used to sort of teenager.
Mm-hmm.
They were, and of course, you see, I came to Coventry, and then the war broke out, and the school was evacuated, and the whole school went to Leamington on Spa. And then nothing happened in Coventry, no bombing for a bit. And we all came back. And then, of course, there was the Blitz, and we were right in the Blitz, and my school was bombed, and we were evacuated again to Atherston in Warwickshire. But because of that, I lived with a lot of other children together, and my aunt was there all the time, which was more than some of the children. You see, the other children didn't have their mothers with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that made it easier, because it was a boarding school then, and the mothers and fathers came to visit the weekend, that kind of thing, and I had my guardian there all the time.
Was she very pleased when you went on to study?
Yes, yes. I think she took a delight. In fact, this one made us so lovable, because she took a delight in any success, you see. She really took a great delight. She never disapproved of anything. I don't know. She was just wonderful.
She sounds very special.
Yeah, she was.